Tonight I want to share three words that come from Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, and they are ask, seek, and knock. And if you want to turn to Matthew chapter 7, we're going to look at the New King James Version and then the Amplified. And prayer is what this is all about. And I think the more we understand prayer and all that we have privilege to, that we just get better and better at it. Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. You know, when God asks us to do something, he always gives us the results. He's not saying, well, maybe you'll find. It's definitive. We will find. We will knock and it will be opened. The Amplified says, keep on asking and it shall be given you. Keep on seeking. It's continuous. Prayer is continuous. Doesn't God say to pray without ceasing? And you shall find. Keep on knocking fervently and the door will open unto you. Keep on asking. I think of a child when they want something really bad. They will bug you and bug you and bug you and try to wear you down until you say, all right, you can have it. But when we ask God according to his will, he is ready and able. Are we expecting to receive? That's part of our thing. Are we expecting? Verse 8 in the Amplified says, for everyone who keeps on asking receives. He who keeps on seeking finds. And to him who keeps on knocking, it will be opened. Throughout the Bible, God tells us to ask. In James 1:5, it says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. God freely gives wisdom to those that ask. Philippians 4:6, I'm just going to read some of these, just short versions of them, just to get the point. Philippians 4:6-8 says, continually make your requests known unto God. To request means to ask. Continually. He wants, just as a loving father, wants to take care of his children. God wants to take care of us. But if we don't ask, I think about when Jesus asked the leopard, what can I do for you? Well, it was kind of obvious, right? He had leprosy. But Jesus asked him. And maybe sometimes we aren't expecting God to do the things that his word says he will do. Hebrews 4:16 says, come boldly before my throne of grace to ask for help in time of need. Ask and you shall receive that your joy may be full. John 16:24. That's our God. What shall we ask for? Ask God for favor. Ask God for wisdom. Ask God for strength, forgiveness. Ask God for the eyes of our heart to be enlightened. Ask God for direction. Ask God for ideas. Ask God for opportunities. Ask God for spiritual understanding. We all do well at asking, but what about seeking and knocking? Without these other two responses, we will not receive answered prayer. Jesus went on to say in Matthew 7:7, seek and ye shall find. What should believers be seeking? God himself. Psalms 27:8 says, wait with expectancy. Let's look at that real quick. Psalm 27. These are really great verses. I shared some of these when I was sharing about the goodness of God, which is a subject that we just have to keep in our minds because there's so much evil in this world, but this world is not our home, right?
No,
we're just a passing through. Psalm 27:8 says, when you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Mm-hmm. If God says, seek my face, we seek it. Mm-hmm. You know, he's made that relationship. It's not by works, but it's a loving relationship, a father with his children. In verse 13, it says, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait, verse 14, with expectancy on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait with expectancy, I say, on the Lord. And that's what we need, with expectancy. Seeking, ye shall find. Seek his presence continually. God is not hiding from his children. His heart's desire is for us to look for him persistently and passionately in everything we do. Proverbs 8:17 says, those who seek me diligently will find me. He promises we will find him. Seeking is a matter of paying attention with an engaged mind and acute awareness of his personal presence. How about Matthew 6:33? I think we all know this. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seeking God's kingdom means putting God's plan before our own. You know, we are nothing without God. And he's got a brilliant plan for each one of us, the exact plan for each one of us with our talents and helping us to rise above what we may have gone through in our lives. But when we seek him, we will always be blessed. The third action Jesus said in Matthew 7:7 is, knock and the door will be opened to you. If a person needs something from someone behind the door, the natural thing to do is knock and keep knocking until the door opens, right? Yeah, those Girl Scouts that come to the door asking, want to sell you Girl Scout cookies. Well, you could hide and close the curtains, but they're going to keep knocking, especially if they think you're there. And we just keep knocking until the door is open and a desire is met. In the same way, a believer should pray in faith for God's provisions and be persistent in prayer until it comes to pass. Ask, seek, and knock are three different senses being considered here. Asking is verbal. We use our mouths to petition God for our needs and desires. How do we speak in tongues? We move our lips, right? We use our mouth. Seeking uses the mind. It's a setting priorities and focusing on the heart of the issue. We have a focus, our mind focuses, it's Christ in us, the hope of glory, right? And that's what we seek. That identity, that lifestyle. To knock involves a physical movement. We take action. James says, be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. 1 John 3:18 says, we ought not to love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Not in word alone, but with our actions. So you can, prayer is not just a wish list or a Christmas list where you expect, here's my list of the things that I want. But it's an active pursuit of our relationship with the Father, as well as asking, knowing his word. A lot of people don't know his word, so they don't know how to ask, and they wonder, why can't I get my prayers answered? But we seek that relationship with him, and then we pursue it. We just keep on knocking until we receive the answers. We are his children, and he watches over us because he is a good father. He knows our needs before we come to him in prayer, but he requires us to ask, seek, and knock, to open the door and walk in. Then we will receive his unfailing love and grace. It's that intimate relation to know him and our Lord Jesus Christ. And John 17:3 says, and this is eternal life, to know that intimate relationship and that he has provided for us all things. So keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking, for the Lord has great plans for each of his children. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Great.